On today's show, Honda's new Ridgeline uses speaker technology that no one else in the industry has. Automakers are cutting back production in the North American market. And Don Panos picks his dream team drivers for the 24 hours of Le Mans. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for May 9th of 2016. U.S. car sales were up in April, but the numbers indicated the market is starting to slow down slightly. So automakers are starting to tap the brakes on their assembly lines. Planned production from April through June will be about 4.7 million units. That's 1% higher than last year, but it's about 60,000 fewer units than what they planned to build before. According to Ward's, car makers averaged a 70-day supply in April, but FCA had 84-day supply and Ford had 89. Last week, Takata was ordered to expand its airbag recall in the U.S. by another 35 to 40 million, and now Bloomberg reports the total number could reach close to 120 million worldwide. As you'd expect, this is having a huge impact on the company. Takata's market value has plunged nearly 80% in the last year, and the company said it will probably report a second consecutive annual loss of about $121 million. Here's my Autoline insight. It's hard to see how Takata is going to survive this disaster. Automakers are running away from the company, and it is going to be spending all of its efforts making replacement airbags for free instead of selling new ones. Honda's new Ridgeline could blow the midsize pickup segment wide open, and that is coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Honda is getting back into the pickup segment. This time, it's doing it with a truck that could really do some damage in the marketplace. The all-new midsize Ridgeline is much quieter and rides far more smoothly than other pickups. That's because it uses a unit body construction instead of body on frame. And it has an independent rear suspension instead of a solid rear axle. No, it's not quite as capable as the Toyota Tacoma or Chevrolet Colorado, but it can haul a 1,500-pound payload or tow a 5,000-pound trailer. Inside, it's roomier, again, thanks to its unit body construction. There are a lot of clever features on this truck, but we want to highlight one that no one else in the industry has. Honda has essentially turned the entire pickup bed of the new Ridgeline into one giant audio speaker. Honda attaches speaker magnets around the inside of the bed liner that are hooked up to the audio system. When those magnets vibrate, they cause the bed liner to vibrate and act like a speaker. But there are no actual speakers in the bed, so you don't have to worry about them getting damaged by weather or whatever you happen to be dumping into the bed of the truck. So if you're working outdoors with your truck, you can be listening to your favorite music or the game or whatever. The Honda Ridgeline is going to appeal to a lot of people who would otherwise never consider a pickup, and that could really broaden the segment. And I think it'll cause other automakers to seriously consider making midsize pickups using unit body construction. In fact, Hyundai is already looking into it for its Santa Cruz. This weekend's six-hour WEC race at Spa was the last competitive race for the Ford GT before the 24 hours of Le Mans. And it didn't really end very well for one of the cars. Two of the GTs were running in third and fourth place when the number 66 car entered the famous Eau Rouge turn flat out and lost it, possibly to a blown tire, and it crashed really heavily. Luckily, no one was hurt, and the other car made it to the podium with a second-place finish. In fact, it's really impressive what the Chip Ganassi team has been able to do in a limited number of races, and they're really looking forward to Le Mans. And speaking of Le Mans, coming up next, Don Panos names the drivers he would pick for his dream team for the 24 hours.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Don Panos loves the 24 hours of Le Mans. He has a long history of entering cars there, crowned by a GT2 class win in 2006. He will not enter a car this year, but plans to go back again. And on Autoline After Hours last week, he named his dream team of drivers that he'd love to sign up.
It would be Alan McNish, J.J. Leto, David Brabham.
No kidding.
Alan McNish, because if he's a lap down and it's coming the end of the race, he's going to win. J.J. Leto is the best traffic driver that's out there. He can get his way through traffic like nobody I've ever seen. And David Brabham, because he has 90% of all those qualities, but he's cerebral and he knows how to set up a car. So that would be my pick for Le Mans driver's team. Only one of those was my driver, by the way, but the others drove for other people.
You can watch that entire episode with Don Panos right now on our website, and you can find it on our YouTube channel. Be sure to subscribe to it as well. But anyway, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.